Now, this decree is the Sunday law, and the message of Zephaniah is consistent with what we've been saying in our earlier studies, that those that are going to be prepared for the Sunday law, they have to seek the Lord, they have to come into unity, they have to come into oneness of heart, mind, and soul with the Lord before the Sunday law, if they're going to be prepared for the Sunday law. Now, another gathering that takes place here at the end of the world is a gathering of the wicked people in order to pass the Sunday law, and I'd suggest to you that part of this gathering together of the wicked people is exactly what's going on with this religious freedom amendment that's being pushed through right now. Even if it doesn't succeed, the wicked in the world right now, they may not know what they're doing, but they are getting ready to pass an evil law. In Psalms 94:20, and if you read all of Psalms 94, you'll see David complaining about how the wicked prosper, and they continue to prosper. But remember, Sister White tells us the ancient prophets spoke more for our day than the days in which they lived. So by faith, we take the passages of the Old Testament prophets and we bring them home to our day. So when we look at verse 20, we see the Sunday law being illustrated. And it says this, "Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood." The throne of iniquity here are the forces that are framing mischief by a law. They're going to pass a Sunday law, but they gather themselves together beforehand. And right now in our world today, there's a gathering of the evil forces going on. Now, I hope you're catching these. We're looking at different gatherings that take place prophetically. And if we're going to understand them, we need to know by the context of the passage which gathering or scattering is being referred to. Another gathering that takes place is the gathering of those Adventists that are destined to receive the mark of the beast. And this you can see many places, but in Ezekiel 22, verses 18 to 22, it says this. Now remember, Sister White tells us that Jerusalem is God's church. "Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All they are brass and tin and iron and lead. In the midst of the furnace, they are even dross of silver." Does anyone know what silver symbolizes in Bible prophecy? Silver symbolizes a specific thing in Bible prophecy. Obedience. And these people that are being discussed here are not the silver. They're the dross of the silver. In other words, they're the disobedient. But continuing on. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because..."